cussing. Welcome to Tips and Sips, an excellent cigar experience. I am your host, Brandon Thompson, and these are my co-hosts, Ashley and Howard.
Hello.
Hey, how y'all
doing? Doing great.
Doing real good, real good. Feeling nice, smoking a nice cigar, first one that I've ever had. This one is actually by the John Starks. We actually have a guest here. It's John Starks.
Yeah.
And it's a cigar that his signature brand that he's promoting right now. What do you call that?
This is a tribute to Charlie Sifford.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And who is he?
Charlie Sifford was the first black golfer on the PGA Tour.
Nice. Yes. And you're here for the memorial, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. All right. So I usually don't take the lead, but my nephew's real young, and he's not aware of the greatness of John Starks. All right? So I want to do an intro.
But I have been on YouTube all week.
Right. So my intro is it's a special thing for me. I watched you when you played in Cleveland. You hit 32 on us one day, you know.
Love playing in Cleveland.
Right. You had a great average against Cleveland, too, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. When you smoke a cigar and you smoke the different brands and all, you know, you want to pair them with something that you drink and all, and you want to know that the company itself is putting in the effort to have a quality cigar. So I want to talk about quality. John Starks started in junior college, correct?
Yes, it did.
And then worked his way to Oklahoma State?
Yes.
And then undrafted and went to different teams and different leagues and became the starting shooting guard of New York Knicks. Actually playing with the greats of Patrick Ewing. Anthony Mason was one of my favorites.
Yes.
And even Mark Jackson. You know, those are Hall of Famers. But this dude, undrafted, everything he's been through, was like one of the tightest defensive shooting guards ever. And the shutdown, I'm talking about shutdown, you know, it was just amazing watching him play, the energy that he had, averaging almost 13 points a game through his whole career. You know, I mean, did it big. And like I said, he was unrecognized in the draft, but he did it. And then turned around. What you get? Sixth man of the year.
Yes.
You was an NBA All-Star.
Correct.
All of that effort, I believe, is going into your cigar brand.
Yes,
and
you.
I appreciate that because, you know, a lot of people sit there and make product to sell, whereas I believe that everything you've done was to simply make it better. And anything you put your name to was to put your all in. So could you speak about that whole cigar experience?
Yeah, no, that's what it was all about. You know, we wanted to make sure, especially my business partner, he always said that, you know, obviously I got a name, but, you know, you have to have quality to go with that name.
Exactly.
Veteran cigar smokers, you know, they going to pick up the product because it's John Starks, but they may only pick it up once. Mm-hmm. And once they smoke it, they like, oh, okay, this was nice, but they throw it away.
Right. It's all about the retention.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. So we wanted to make sure that we put quality tobacco in all our cigars, which we do. We're very fortunate enough to have a company run by Rolando over in DR who makes cigars for the Christoph cigars.
Okay.
So all our tobacco is top quality tobacco, like you would get from the Davidoff and everybody. So we get our tobacco at the same fields.
Okay.
So, we just wanted to put out a very quality product where cigar smokers would enjoy it and keep coming back.
Okay. So then what made you get into the tobacco industry? Because it seems like I said, your history is like no matter what you put your hands on was going to be successful.
Yeah.
What made you go to the cigar industry?
Well, I was over in DR doing some charity work, doing a basketball clinic. My business partner, his main thing is automotive, and one of his retailer is Dominican, and he asked would I come over and do a clinic, and I said sure. So while we was over there, and I told him we in the heart of tobacco,
right?
You know what I mean? He knew I was an avid cigar smoker, and I said I got to go to a factory, and so happened that one of his cousin was a master blender
roller
over there, and so he took me over to the factory and went in the factory and saw the inner workings of it. And he asked me, do I want to roll a cigar? I said, sure. So I rolled it. It was the most ugliest cigar you could ever
Right.
And I said, man, this is like amazing. And it's amazing how many hands touch this leaf.
Right.
Before
right.
I get to, you know, the consumer.
Right.
And he took us in the heart of the tobacco fields and, you know, the big bales, and literally you put your hands in the bales, that it's so hot in the bales because they let it sit for a long time.
Right.
Just to cure, and it was just amazing. So my business partner, the master blender, told my business partner that he was interested in opening up his own cigar company. And my business partner saw an opportunity, and he said, there's a company that just closed down called American Cigar.
Okay.
Everything's intact. The workers literally live right across the street, and it's in the heart of tobacco field. And so we started over there. Obviously, things was very, like, cheap. We got started, and the work was cheap and what have you. We got started and put out a good cigar, but it wasn't up to our quality.
Okay.
So we actually went back to the company that the master blender was working for, because he was good at that, but he wasn't good at running business. And so we went back to the other company, and been a home run ever since.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, like, you know, you have David Ortiz, you have different people that's going into cigars, you know, with their name and all.
Yeah.
But it's like, is this blend the blend of your choice?
Yes.
Or is it a blend that you felt would sell better?
No, it's the blend of my choice.
Okay,
you know what
okay.
Because what they would do is just, you know, roll a cigar and say, do you like this? I smoke it. I like it. It's okay.
Okay,
you
know, so it's your hand pick.
Yeah, it's a hand pick.
Okay,
Because if I like it, then I'm pretty sure everybody else
there
will
you
like
go.
It.
You know there you mean? Go.
So you don't want to put your name on something that you don't smoke.
Right, you know right, I mean? Right.
So, yeah.
I understand that. I appreciate that completely, because it's like, you know, there's a lot of people that just sell product.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, I can't, you're right. I don't go back to it.
Yes.
You know, I don't go back to it. I'm not a Connecticut League person,
yes.
But I do appreciate that. Like I said, this is a Connecticut, and I still get the flavor.
Yeah.
You know, so I can just imagine with another rapper, Maduro, or anything
Maduro,
like that.
Yeah,
I can imagine that was just
Brazilian Maduro. Is
beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brazilian Maduro.
So the another question, I don't mean to take this over, but y'all don't know, understand how excited I am.
Yeah.
You know, usually on our podcast, they talk about young stuff.
Yeah.
They talk about iPhones.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Okay. So for you to be here, it's like I grew up with you.
Yeah.
I know I just met you, but I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, man, I don't know this motherfucker. You know, I get it. You know, I get it. But, you know, the thing is, like, this is my biggest thing. Your name is just, everybody knows you.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you pick another person's name? Why did you pick the cigar name for it to be your brand?
Well, I would just let Russ talk about this.
So we're going to let Russ introduce himself.
Yeah.
I met him, but you know from the podcast, I've been drinking. So I'm going to let him reintroduce himself so I don't forget what he's about to say.
All right. Bet. Thank you for having me. And I'm Russ Crockett. I am a managing partner of JLMP, which is basically the company that's putting on and working with the family to do a
Charlie
centennial
Sifford,
celebration for Charlie Sifford. Charlie Sifford, yesterday was his birthday. He would have been 100 if he were still living. He was born in 1922.
Okay.
He was a friend. He was a personal friend. So like John's a personal friend of mine, Charlie was a personal friend, and I got to know him like I got to know John.
Nice.
Okay. And so I want to make a parallel with John and Charlie. So Charlie is the first black professional golfer, had a similar route of being sort of unsung and having to go the difficult route to enter the PGA.
Right.
All right. But the similarity between John and Charlie, and why I approached John to make the Charlie Sifford stick, is because, one, they both love golf.
Right.
They absolutely love golf. They absolutely loved cigars.
Okay? Is John good at golf, though?
Oh, man, he's great at golf. He ain't good as Charlie. He was on the tour.
Right, okay.
But John is a very good golfer. He loves cigars. He loves golf. And he's got a beautiful heart, a beautiful spirit.
Okay.
And so when I connected with Charlie, okay, in the mid-90s, I live in Houston. I met Charlie. He was my neighbor in Houston. And I got to smoke cigars in his backyard. I got to play golf with him. I had a hole-in-one on him, you know, when we were playing together one time. And so...
You had a hole-in-one.
With Charlie. My only hole-in-one in my life.
He's not able to verify that. Did anybody else verify that?
Here's what he said. Yeah, there's brothers that golf with okay. John and I that were there that day. Okay. But Charlie said, after it happened, he said, "You see this son of a gun." He ain't say son of a gun. You see him, he going to tell everybody he had a hole-in-one on Charlie's. All
right. What par was that?
It was a par three.
It was 100, fair. I believe that.
129 yards.
Okay.
And the story was, three holes before, I had just met him like 2 months ago, and he yelled at me, right? Now, he's a 75-year-old man at this point. We playing together. He's riding in the car with me. He's a pro. He's looking at me swing, and he said, "Stop moving your body and hit the ball down here." Okay? And I was like, yo, man, what are you yelling at me for, man? And then I thought about it. I said, well, he a pro. Let me listen to him. So I'm processing it, right? The next few holes went by. I get to the par three, and I just hit the best shot of my life.
Nice. All right? Okay.
And from the cart before, while the ball was still in there, he's like, "That's it. That's it right there." We see the ball go in the hole. When I got up there and it was in the hole, it's just a blessing.
Right.
It's a blessing when you have people that you interact with, like John, like Charlie. And then for me, it's a blessing to be able to see the similarities between these two cats. And they 50 years, difference in age.
Right.
But the spirit is the same. All right. And so when it came time, we want to honor Charlie for his golf prowess. But let me tell your listeners that, and I think I told this to you outside, of cigar aficionados in the history of the world, you know, you think of Churchill, you think of Fidel Castro, Che Guevara.
Right.
Okay, people like that. But there are more pictures of Charlie with a cigar on the golf course than anybody that I've ever seen.
Wow.
All right? So now, Charlie would have been 100 yesterday. We're celebrating him not only for his golf, but that's why we're having cigars events around the country, because
nice.
We got to celebrate him. And so John was good enough to say, "Hey, let's do this." He hooked me up with his business partner, and he's been a blessing and a delight to work with.
Nice.
So we got the cigars, the sticks, we developed the labels, we developed the boxes, and we've been rolling ever since, man. We've had a series of celebrations from January, Tiger Woods, recognized him in February, the Hall of Fame of golf have recognized him. And then Jack on Wednesday had a big blowout right before his birthday. I mean, if you go on Instagram and just go to Sifford _Centennial_2022, there's a litany of information your listeners can just, you know, check it out for themselves.
Okay.
Particularly those who love cigars. If you love cigars, please learn about Charlie.
Yeah, right.
Because,
right,
you know, that was his. So that's my contribution.
So I'm smoking a Connecticut. Is there any other types that you have? Is it going to be a straight line of just different wrappers, or is there going to be a different line? What are you bringing, or what are you bringing to the table?
So we started with this because it was the most popular, you know, his business partner.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, John has several others, and so I think the next order will be some of the Maduro.
Okay.
And we're looking at a Churchill, you know, size.
Okay.
Charlie liked to smoke.
Yeah, and that's what Charlie liked. And on the front of his book, he's got a Churchill.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was just a... He started smoking cigars at 12.
Right,
as a caddy in North Carolina. And he didn't stop smoking until he was in his 80s.
Okay.
He died at 92. Yeah. And so, you know, like a lot of people say, cigars make you live longer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. George Burns did it two a day till he passed away. So now, John, I got a question for you. Your tenacity for everything you've ever done, like I said, you've accomplished and you take it to the next level every time. Every time somebody doubts you, you take it to another level. What is your level that you're trying to get to with the cigar?
Well, we're just trying to get it out there.
Okay.
Get the product out there. The original brand of it is called Legend Cigars.
Okay.
So we're just trying to make a name for ourselves. Uh-huh. We'd like a boutique cigar right now.
Okay.
I have a cigar lounge up in Stamford. So that's where we kind of do most of our
business.
That's
Connecticut?
Connecticut. Stamford, okay. Connecticut. And then we sell them online. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So is there any, like, when you first started, is there like something that you like said, I gotta get my cigar to this level or this style or flavor? Is there, what's your favorite style? Like, it doesn't have to be a name, but like, do you have a blend or a leaf or a filler that you really, really like?
Well, I like all, I can smoke them all. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it don't matter to me. I got a morning cigar, which is a mild cigar, which are Connecticut. Then we got the Maduro, which is a medium cigar. Then we got the Corojo cigar, which is a little bit above the mild level.
Okay.
And Brazilian, above the Brazilian Maduro. Yeah. And so I smoke them all, bro.
So you smoke, how many times do you smoke a day?
Oh, I get in quite a bit.
But you're an athlete.
I need to chill out a little bit.
I am not an athlete.
I play a lot of golf.
Right, okay.
I play golf pretty much.
You look great. You look great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I play golf pretty much about five times, six times a week.
Okay.
And so I'm smoking quite a bit out there on the course. The wind smoke half of it.
No doubt.
So, but, you know, I get it in. I probably go about four or five sticks, all depending.
So our question that we ask everybody, what do you like pairing your cigar with when you drink?
I'm Scotch.
Really?
Yeah, Scotch.
And what Scotch is that?
Bacalli.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Bacalli guy.
12 or 15, what do you do? Yeah,
any parts of the Bacalli.
Okay, that's my friend Deanna. Yeah. See, that's her drink, Bacalli. So,
any parts of that.
Okay, I'm a tequila dude with mine.
I tell you what, I'm going to make a plug for my man, Michael Jordan.
Yeah. The Securo.
You drink that?
Yeah, I drink that. The Reposado Securo. We just killed a bottle the other day. Right. Yes.
I'm not even a tequila drinker.
Okay.
But I would drink that all day.
Okay. Yeah. Have you had the Lobos, though, from LeBron?
No, I haven't.
Nice.
Okay. I gotta check it out.
Okay. The Reposado. LeBron usually drinks the Anejo.
Yeah.
But I do the Lobos of the the Reposado. Because I do Reposado. This is my drinker, Ashley. We are co-drinkers.
Yes, so I actually got him on the tequila.
Right.
I'm a tequila person, and I prefer the Reposados. They age a little bit longer, so they're a little bit more sweet. You get a lot more flavor out of those.
Okay.
My favorite, by far, I love the Lobos, love the Sincoro. I also really love the Avion 44. So if you ever have a moment to try that, an amazing tequila. Okay. Very smooth, very, very smooth. Amazing with a cigar as well.
Sometimes tequila hits you hard.
This one, I like it smooth. It kind of reminds me though, you know, like you said, kind of the Sincoros where, like you said, it's more smooth on the smooth side.
Yeah.
And it pairs amazing with the cigar. That Avion 44 is, man. I like the
tequila. You know, tequila taught me discipline. It taught me how to sip because I was a vodka drinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I could just, I could throw it down, but tequila has to be.
You're a sipper. So we started.
We got long enough time for you to tell us the vodka story.
And gin. I can't.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. All right. I get it. But yeah, I always wonder, like, I used to drink vodka all the time, but it doesn't enhance the flavor of the cigar.
Yeah.
But the tequila actually, it opens it up, and you can taste different nuances. And you know, I'm not one to say that I can taste fruit. I just know that whatever flavor I'm tasting, I dig.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can taste different things in it. And that's why I appreciate your stick.
Yeah.
Because Connecticut's is sometimes you just smoke and it's just smoke.
Yeah.
It's usually for beginners.
Yeah.
But I would honestly say your Connecticut has flavor.
Yeah.
You know, and I've smoked.
Most people tell me that, yeah.
Right, and yeah. I would compare this to the Padron, the Connecticut Padron, and I thought I would never spend that money for Connecticut.
Yeah.
But this is absolutely worth it. I appreciate it, man. And I see that you're putting your name in it, your effort in it. Yeah. And it's like, it means a lot to me also because, you know, the name that you put behind the cigar, it absolutely, you know, it brings out something like the Uncle Nearest brand. I don't really drink Uncle Nearest, but I promote it because it's like, you know, there's something about having some type of history.
Yeah, that's big history. Yeah,
and it just brings it out, and it just makes me feel proud, and I like doing it. You know what I mean? I really like doing it. I tell everybody, I'm the lightest dark skinned brother yet. I love black people. I do, man. I do. I love it, man. And I'm so proud and happy that you're doing it. I was so excited. My nephew, like I said, this is his actual podcast.
Yeah.
But I told him, look, you always running it. This is me today. I was like, I gotta talk to my man. I was so happy, man. I mean, you know, you don't understand how excited we are that you're here. You know, that you actually decided to do this with us. We know that you're actually promoting this at Pipes and Pleasures, which is a great thing. You know, and we love that Iris takes care of us. You know, and it's about, you know, coming in, and we come in as a group. We come in, we enjoy each other, you know, we promote each other, and it's about doing what we do together, you know, and I really, really love that. So I'm done talking. I'm done because I'm ready.
No,
I'm
about to drink. We asked him earlier what questions. He's like, I'm going straight off the dome.
I did have one question, though.
You did.
I said I wasn't going to do nothing basketball on you, but I got one question.
What's that?
Is it true that Patrick Ewing controlled y'all's music in the locker room and he only played reggae music?
No.
I had to ask, and I was like, I couldn't get pumped up for that. You know, for pregame, I'm like, are you serious? You know?
I enjoyed his music, but no, he didn't control the music.
Okay, okay. Okay, so is there anything you want to add to this or anything
No, I'm just saying it's an honor to be here at Pipes and Pleasure. Especially a black-owned company, because there's not too many of us in this country that does this.
And
to be able to do a Charlie Sifford event here, it's just an honor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Brandon?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm
just taking it all in.
Thank you so much. You have no idea what it meant to us. No idea.
Thank you.
And your name again?
Russ Crockett.
And your name.
John Starks.
There we go.
Thank you for taking the time.
You are.
Thank you guys. Thank you. I appreciate
you guys doing too. Getting the word out there.
So once again, we're at 4244 East Main Street. Pipes and Pleasures. Tune in for our next episode, you guys.
See y'all later.
All right.